Finger in the back of your mouth. Cherubs and cerebellum, terror as Sarah Wetton, Sam, Mary and Sam. Bam, pushed upon the finger of Sam's hairiest hand. If that sickens you, you a bigot. If it doesn't, well then you wicked. Such is life, odd as egg McMuffins at night. No answers, so let us watch these dances. Structure and form, gracefully being born on the palette of dark grays, concaves and spirals. Kaleidoscopes into an eyeful. It ripples, then it titles, vacillates, then it virals. Babylons, then it bibles and others. And tell me of the spinning mothers. And today's mathematics for belovers and beast bellies covered like the cummerbunds of butlers.
How was your day? Can I make what you say?
Bottles just to make glass houses, then climb up to the second floors and throw rocks out it. Then expect not a volley in reply, someplace vulnerable like Crowley in the eye. What of the chicken? What is it missing? Is it dry? Did it die in some inhumane conditions so it didn't go relaxed? And attention from its demise pulled all of the flavor from the fat and made it flat and rather lifeless. Well, there's a place that has a stunning turbid and more mercifully murdered Pisces. But barbaric are still the prices. It's rather niceless. Apricot and dices and fromage slices. My son will call risotto rices if and when he's left to his own devices. Well, how is your memory? Is it returning like a lemon tree, the bare bitter fruit of what you meant to me? Or is it slipping like permission? Am I tripping like Phil? I feel I'm gripping with maybe the transmission. Still left out the life, also left out of the will. Grief, would cheese never touch your teeth? Maybe like kosher beef. Is it real? Is it real? Is it real? You glad? Where is the glamour in collapse? Where in the shatter of the fact shoves one back to a pattern of stab wounds? Swoon written goons consumed and driven mad soon. The atelier slowly fills with baboons. That other monkey business, where killers go free cause the junkie's a funky witness. Runny mascaras from the cunning mass wearers of daft bygone errors. Sitting like two oil derricks, separated by a sea of cooling num-nums. Reminiscent of our everyday plain humdrum. With recognition when unnoticed, and then solidified till it was stoic. We should have been poets, somewhere between amateurs and grandmasters of iambic pentameter.
No, no, no.